Welcome to FCYC Mic'd Up, brought to you by the Fayetteville Cumberland Youth Council. We amplify voices, share stories of leadership and service, and connect generations through conversations that strengthen our community. I'm your host, Sterling Kelly.
And I'm your host, Camille Oates.
Because it's Native American Heritage Month, we wanted to use this episode to really dive into culture, community, and what it really means to stay connected to your roots.
We're celebrating Indigenous voices, stories, and leadership, especially among youth, because there is so much power in knowing where you come from and carrying that pride forward.
So today, I'm joined by someone who truly represents that spirit, Jarrett Stevens and Bella, a young Native leaders who are passionate about culture, youth involvement, and uplifting their communities. I'm so excited for you all to hear their stories and perspectives.
Meet Belle Goins, a proud Jack Britt High School Native and a young Native American leader who is making a powerful difference in her community. With a heart for service and a passion for inspiring others, Belle represents strength, resilience, and pride in her heritage. She uses her voice to uplift youth, promote cultural awareness, and educate others to embrace who they are while striving for excellence. Belle reminds us all that leadership isn't defined by age. It's defined by purpose, compassion, and the courage to make change happen.
Welcome to the show, Jarrett Stevens and Belle Goins. We're glad to have you here. So to start off, can you tell us a little about yourself, who you are, and where you're from, and what being a part of your nation or tribe means to you?
Oshionaga, Jarrett Stevens, Dawado, Alet Chichalagi. Hi, my name's Jarrett Stevens, and I'm Eastern Band Cherokee. And being Cherokee means to me is being a part of the land.
Bella Gatse Akwe Gisasete Tuscora Diwakwak Mufne. Hi, my name is Isabella Goins, but most people know me as Bella. And being Tuscora means a lot to me, not just in a dancer way or when it comes to socials. It's a way of life, especially longhouse life.
That's beautiful. What are some traditions, values, or teachings that hold special meaning for you?
Some things that hold special meaning to me is I'm big into bird watching, and we have a lot of significance to birds in Cherokee culture, like Owhali, bald eagles, and Suli, turkey vultures. They mean a lot to our people, so I really like to hold those birds dear to my heart.
I think a lot of things that I really hold near and dear is community. I think always knowing that you have people to lean on and to be around, and just that big sense of community, especially when you can't find that in a lot of other walks of life.
How has your culture shaped who you are today?
My culture has really shaped me. It's helped me really engage in my community and realize that there's so many different people with so many different experiences in life that you can learn from.
It shaped me in a lot of ways, as in it's taught me a lot of lessons. A lot of the times you deal with people, like I can talk about this anyway. You can bring tobacco to other people when you want to reconcile and basically call like a truce with somebody. And I think that's really beautiful, because in a lot of other ways in life, you wouldn't just be able to, you know, call a truce and just be cool with people after you've had a problem. So I think it teaches you that sometimes what you're fighting for is more meaningful than just having beef with somebody.
What's something you wish more people, especially youth, understood about Native American culture or history?
I think really just that we're so diverse as a people, as Indigenous people, as we're not just living in teepees and riding horses, that we are here today in the modern world and living just like everybody else, but still holding our Indigenous values true to ourselves.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that, especially I think there's just like Jarrett said, a lot of stereotypes pushed onto Native people, and that we all don't look the same. And to understand that every nation is different. We're literally like our own little countries with different cultures and traditions and values. So I think people should take the time to learn that each nation is different and that we're not all the same. There's also nations that you aren't aware of. So I think you should really take time to deep dive into that before you speak about something.
How do you personally stay connected to your culture, whether it's through family, community, or your own daily life? I know that you do jingle dancing, I believe it's called.
So a big part of me staying connected to my culture is powwow dancing. So I dance women's jingle. And powwowing is more of a pan-Indian thing than it is a Cherokee thing here on the East Coast. But it really is a good way to stay connected to the community of Indigenous people that we have in North Carolina, which is very large.
I try to stay connected every day. I try to do something every day too, because as a lot of the times, like Native people, we walk in two walks of life. we walk in the life of which our non-Native friends walk in, and we walk in our traditional way of life. So I try to blend the two as much as possible. But I'd say, like, through Longhouse socials, through powwow, which, like Jared said, is a more pan-Indian thing. It's not as common here on the East Coast. It was more of longhouses and socials and things of that sort. So I try to keep a good mix of both of those things.
I love that for both of you guys. It's really great to hear how these traditions are staying alive, especially in younger generations. I'm really proud of both of you. Let's talk a bit about youth involvement, because a lot of us are trying to figure out how to make a difference, and sometimes it's hard to know where to start.
So I just finished at Jack Britt, the high school I go to. I'll be graduating next month, so I wanted to see, you know, go out with a bang. But I did an event this Monday, actually, which I did Indigenous Education Day. So I did it for three periods of the day, and all the history classes came, and they got to learn a little bit about Native people. So I think youth, when you want to do something involving your culture, and this goes for everybody, not just Native youth, you're going to have to fight for it. It's not going to be handed to you. So you really need to go out and take the initiative to get things done.
What inspired you both to get involved into your community or culture activities?
A big person that inspired me was my grandma. My grandma is the main person in my family. She's a big matriarch for the Cherokee side of my family. So she really pushed me to be more involved. And same with teaching my little brother our culture and ways of life. I think that really helped me. Push me to keep going and keep learning.
That's awesome. And also, it's really great how you're able to teach other people your age about your culture. What are some challenges you think Native youth face today?
I think a big challenge that Native youth face today is just, as Bella said, walking those two different walks of life and balancing them. Because there's a lot of things like stereotypes and stuff that we've mentioned that go more against and have to fight against as Native youth. And just keeping our traditional ways of life alive and bringing that on to the next generation.
Yeah, I'd say that, and substance abuse as well. I think a lot of Native communities have big issues within substance abuse, and just like Native women in general are 10 times more likely to get murdered. And we make up the smallest amount of the population in the United States. So you really have to be careful what you're involved with, especially as a young woman.
Yeah, I really agree with those two perspectives. I think it's really important for people, especially people who are our age, who are youth involved, for them to understand what Native people have to go through. I think it's really important that we teach that, because it's mostly just teaching in the historical aspect of like how they used to live. But I'm like, Native people are still around. They're still involved in things. There's things you can go to. There's powwows you can go to that I'm pretty sure are open to a lot of people, just to see, just to watch people dance, and just to see kind of how that community is. So I think that's really important that you guys are so young but still so involved in your culture.
That's great. How do you think, more specifically, programs like FCYC can help Native youth feel more seen and supported?
I feel somebody, maybe a Native youth, listening to this podcast and hearing other Indigenous people on the podcast would make them feel more seen. And just seeing that people like them are being given a platform to speak about issues that they also hold dear to themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Stuff just like this, just giving Indigenous people the floor to just speak about ourselves and our culture and who we are as people. Because I feel like a lot of the times as dancers, we end up dancing a lot. But I feel like you don't hear people speaking as much about their culture.
For young people who want to reconnect with their heritage, where do you think they should start?
A good way that I started was just asking questions. It can seem kind of daunting, especially first starting, but really you just need to be involved in your community and ask questions, because you're not going to know everything just from the start. And people are a lot nicer, and a lot of people are very willing to share with you if you come from an open mind and an honest heart of just trying to learn and educate yourself.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Actually, when Jared first started dancing, Jared reached out to me. And I love when people ask me questions. Like, it makes me feel so warm and cozy inside. I'm like, you wanted my opinion? Like, so I really love when people ask me questions, and I'm always willing to share. And I feel like if you're going to the right people, and like Jared said, they have good intentions, like, they're always willing to help. Another way I would say is YouTube. like, I started dancing by watching other people dance on YouTube. So I think, like, social media is always a good way to learn.
That's really cool. Are there any specific channels or accounts that you could tell our viewers about right now that really helped you out?
Powwow Times. Powwow Times is, like, the easiest one. And then it's, like, isn't it, like, sweet, like, 1402? You know what I'm talking about? Yes.
Raven Street Dance Studio. They're based in North Carolina. They have a YouTube channel.
Yes, Verna Street. Actually, Verna's the one who taught me to dance. She's really good, and her videos are very informal, and she goes through the steps, like, so you should watch Verna.
That's awesome. I might have to watch Verna right after this podcast. I just want to say a huge thank you to both Jarrett and Bella for joining us and sharing your story, your culture, and your heart with us today. It's so important that we keep making space for Native voices and stories, especially during Native American Heritage Month, but also all year long. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share or shout out, maybe an event, project, or message for anyone listening?
I know November 22nd, I believe it's at the Arts Museum in Raleigh. I'll be there, but they're doing a Native American Heritage Month celebration. And there's powwows all year long. Like, they're on Facebook all the time. But there's other ways to get involved. Like, NCNAO is around, like, for Native Youth, North Carolina Native American Youth Organization. They go to a different college every year. You get to stay on campus, and they're willing to help Native youth. They give out scholarships, things like that. There's local culture classes almost in every county. Like, I'd say to Native youth, if you want to get involved, there's culture classes everywhere in North Carolina. But I'd say that to my non-Native people, if you meet a Native person, ask them questions. Like, they want you to ask questions so you can be informed. That's what I have to
say. Absolutely, yeah. And I think, I mean, everybody has a computer in their pocket, basically. So just using the information you have available yourself, Google, YouTube, TikTok, there's a lot of really good creators that post informational content. Also, yeah, powwows.com, they post a schedule for all the powwows in North Carolina. And we really encourage people to go to events like that and be involved in your community.
That's really great. Anything you want to say to me?
I just wanted to say thank you guys for just coming here and talking about your experience. I think it's really important, especially for someone like me. I'm not really connected with my culture as much as I guess I would want to be. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that I know, they're like, oh, well, I have this distant family member that's Cherokee or that's Lumbee, or I have Lumbee adjacent friends, or like we have the same last name, like all this stuff like that. But I'm not really connected with, you know, like the meaning of jingle dancers and stuff. And I know chicken dancers. I know like certain bits and pieces, but I don't know the full picture. So I think it's really important for at least shouting out YouTube videos and TikToks and different Native creators that at least live in North Carolina that I could probably go to. I can go to powwows and connect with like people who understand where I'm coming from and won't necessarily judge me like, oh, you don't know, you didn't grow up with it and stuff. You know, I think it's a very familiar kind of connection that you guys have, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Miawe.
That's great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and audience, thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram or email us at askfcyc@gmail.com, and listen to us on the Radio Fayetteville podcast channel wherever, on most of your favorite streaming platforms. And remember, the voices of today shape the vision of tomorrow. This is Mike Dupp of FCYC. Thank you for listening, and remember, leadership begins with you.
Stay connected and stay informed by listening to Radio Fayetteville, the city's very own podcast channel. We bring you new episodes filled with the latest on city services, programs, and local happenings to keep you connected and in the know. Best part is, you can listen anytime, anywhere, whether you're on your morning commute, working at your desk, or relaxing at home. Find Radio Fayetteville on your favorite streaming platforms, or tune in through the Fay TV streaming app. Subscribe today and stay connected with your city like never before. Learn more at fayettevillenc.gov/podcast.